Next talk is about the Fediverse Independencies and Network Diversity, and introducing Stefan Funke. I know him for a long time. Stefan has been in the network industry for 23 plus years. Currently, he is with Interlink as the head of infrastructure and building a global carrier and backbone. Stefan, the floor is yours.
Thank you, everyone. Nice to see everyone. For those of you who don't know me, I'm the guy who wrote the invitations to all of you not coming from Germany. So everyone, a nice welcome in Berlin to everyone from the Netherlands, from Austria, and from Switzerland. Thanks for coming. I already saw some of you. So during the day, I work for Interlink, as already said, but this is not an Interlink talk. We actually, after my day work, I'm heavily involved with DNOC and making this conference happen for all of you. And one day we looked into how do we, you know, share the information that we will have in other DNOC in Berlin. And we thought about doing social media posts, which turns out not to be easy at this time because the social media landscape actually changed. Some of you may remember this. From now to the next day, all your social media just disappeared. All your friends, all your postings, all your cat pictures, everything was gone. And then other things happened, like this guy called Elmo bought another social media platform and turned it into something else and attracts people we don't usually want to have in our community, at least. So Twitter, or whatever it is called today, wasn't another option then. So we looked into all the other options, and at this time, when we talked about this, Mastodon was one of the high candidates, so everyone was turning from Twitter to Mastodon, and Mastodon is just one type of software running or implementing this protocol called ActivityPub, and I've copied this explanation from Wikipedia, and ActivityPub is just lots of APIs allowing you to share content, updating content, and actually deleting content, which means the content is yours, and you can share it, and you can use content. Content in this type is anything you can think about. You can share your videos, you can share your blog posts, you can share your blurbs, like on Twitter, you can share cat pictures, you can share your dog pictures, and you name it. And there's also very useful information on this platform. So there's not only cat pictures, there's, you know, real life advice. So if you've never been on a Fediverse, I invite you to come there. And yeah, ActivityPub or the Fediverse, how does it work? And I added this very, very, very simplified version of the protocol. What we see here is Bob and Alice. Those guys always talk to each other. I don't know why. And in this example, Bob wants to subscribe to Alice because Alice is writing interesting blog posts or posting cat pictures or whatever. So Bob subscribes to Alice, and the server Alice is living on just adds Bob's name to a list, and whenever Alice is putting content out, the server from Alice pushes a notification to the server from Bob. And I've added this because there's one interesting side note at the bottom, which says federating servers have inbound and initiate outbound connections. And this is important later. So I've looked into the Fediverse in September 2023 this year. All the data is publicly available. So whenever you host an instance and you share content, so you federate with other instances, you can see it on the internet. So I've dumped this data, posted it into a Postgres SQL database. I've added a link to the SQL dump. You can work with it. You can have it. And at this time of in September, we saw about 22,000 unique instances in the Fediverse. So there are 22,000 instances. Some of them have 10,000 of users. Some have just one user. And after looking at all those instances, I saw that all those instances were distributed of over about 1,400 ASNs, which is good. Those 1,400 ASNs were distributed or registered to about 80 different countries at this time of day. And yeah, 43 of those instances had an actual IPv6 record, which is good. It's not a lot, but it's good. And yeah, I know there's some people in the audience who are already interested in this. Yes, there were a few instances that had an IPv6 only address, no IPv4. You can do that, but good luck with that, because you can't reach 57% of the other half of the feeders. So when talking about diversity, I looked into which ASN had the most Fediverse instances. Any guess? I shouldn't have posted my slides before. Yes, that's true. So lots of instances run on Cloudflare, which is interesting. Yes, you can use your favorite reverse proxy cloud vendor for this. But remember a few slides earlier when I said instances do outbound TCP connections. So you can try to hide your IP using Cloudflare. But in the real world, people can see where your server lives. If you look at the other IP addresses, most of the instances live in OVH, live in Hetzner, and DigitalOcean, Linode, Netcup. And only then all those cloud providers, you know, the Azures and Oracles and Google Cloud and so on, are coming. So there's actually a lot of diversity and a lot of surprise there, because all those, you know, OVH and Hetzner are your typical root server vendors. And they usually live in Europe for I don't know why. If you looked about diversity, most of those IP addresses were registered to the US, which isn't a surprise. Everyone buys IP addresses from somewhere today. And a number two on the list was actually Germany. Interesting. So a lot of the Fediverse lives in Germany and France. France, of course, by OVH. And there are lots of instances in Japan also. So as you see, there is diversity a little bit, but it's not really that diverse. We should have more diversity in the Fediverse. And there was something else. So after we saw, OK, there are lots of instances, we asked ourselves, could we just go to one of those providers claiming that they can host our instance for money? And this is probably a good idea. But after doing the homework, I found that behind one of those IPv4 addresses actually run like 800 different instances of the Fediverse, or like 200, or even more. And yeah, this is not good, because you know, think about just one instance doing some nasty things, and some regulator does a DMCA takedown or something, and this IP address shouldn't host content anymore, then all those instances are gone. So as I said, Mastodon is just one type of software. So we looked into how can we host this for our own, because running Mastodon actually is really complicated, lots of stacks. And you know, that's not you want something to have if you don't are a system engineer. You really want to just have something to post your stuff on. Take something simpler. I can suggest try GoToSocial. It's just a single Golang binary, easy to manage, perfect for single or small user instances. And yeah, try it for your company or for yourself. And then we thought about, you know, renting servers, which might not be a good idea anymore. You can do that probably, but then the question again arose, where should I host my own instance, right? So my advice now is, if you run your own ASN, host it please in your own ASN. So I know lots of people in this room having their own ASN, or at least managing the company's network resources. So if you can and you want to share your content, do it in your own network if you can. It creates diversity and really, it's really helpful. And if you have full internet at home, lucky you, host it at home. So if you actually have an IPv4 address, an IPv6 address, and not any of the, you know, carrier gate NAT bullshit, do it at home. And if you don't want to hustle with server management, go to a managed service provider. But you know, as I said, do your homework. And if you don't want to do any of those three, go to a list at the bottom. You will see lots of instances, lots of topics you can join, Fediverse instances. And yeah, just join one of those and share your content there for your company or for your organization, your personal cat pictures or whatever. I think that's it.
Okay. Before I ask for a question, who is actually has an account on Mastodon on the Fediverse? And who is posting at least once a week? Okay. Are there any questions to Stefan? I don't see it. Where? Ah. Okay. Please state your name and affiliation.
Hi, I'm BitKicks. It's just a private project. Did you look into the user distribution over the instances?
No, I did not. You know, my interest is, I build networks, not me, my team builds networks. I'm always interested to see where resources in the internet live, what happens when something goes dark because, you know, a nationality or a state decides not to take part of the internet anymore. So I didn't look into this. Yeah, but this is also public information. You can see instances and user distribution.
Okay, any more questions? Anything from the chat? Okay, thank you, Stefan. And now we have a coffee break coming up.
Yay!
See you after the coffee break.